right, today we're going to talk about a new subject. What if they won't regress or abreact? I got this topic from last week's internship supervision course. It's one of the questions that Andrew asked on his last day of his internship here at our center. And he says, Cal, what do we do if they won't regress or abreact? And I thought, boy, that's a lot of question. And to really address that question, I need to break it down on a case-by-case situation. All right, so let's look at, we should all be looking at the same screen. And on there, we're going to scroll down. I'm going to bring volume 4, what if they won't regress or abreact, to the top of the screen. You guys that are listening to the CD, you can be looking at the handout that should have came with the CD. And I'm now looking at the Roman numeral 1. All right. Knowing how to have success with clients who won't abreact or regress requires us to address each case individually. Now, I'm not really talking here about each client individually, although we're going to get into that. It also, are we talking about regressing or not revivifying? They're kind of sort of two different things, and I'm going to kind of tease that out. Number one, if they are deep enough into hypnosis, somnambulistic, they should regress and revivify the event. So in this case, they may be refusing to revivify in order to save themselves the discomfort of the emotional or physical pain associated with the event. Okay. Many hypnotherapists mistake this situation for the client not being deep enough, but in fact, they are just protecting themselves. So, in class, I really don't have time to go into it in this much level. And a lot of times, our students graduate and they think, oh, they're not revivifying, so they must not be deep enough in hypnosis. Number two, if they are not deep enough, then you must deepen the hypnosis. You can do a quick check for depth by doing a covert test for somnambulism. So what I'm getting at here is there's two things, main things we're talking about. One is, if they are they deep enough on hypnosis or are they not deep enough in hypnosis? If they're deep enough, then maybe they're just refusing to revivify. If they are deep enough and they're refusing to revivify, what do we do? I'm going to talk about that in a minute. The other situation is that they're not deep enough. How do you know the difference between the two? That's a good question. I'm glad I asked it. If you're wondering, is my client deep enough to revivify, what can you do? You simply do a covert test for somnambulism. It could be losing the numbers part of the Elman-Banion induction, or it could be the eye fractionation deepening covert test. Another thing that we can do is you could regress them to a pleasant time. And if they happily revivify the pleasant time, what does this mean? They're deep enough. They're just refusing to revivify. Why would they do that? Because they know that revivifying is going to be either emotionally or physically painful. You might ask, how could it be physically painful? You got to remember that pain is not experienced in the fingers and the arms and the legs and the gut. Pain is experienced in the brain. And so when people go back in an age regression and revivify experiences, they can re-experience the pain. I'm going to take a break there and see if anyone has any questions.